Good morning, a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. You know, it's Friday. Hey, hey, hey.
Hooray. You know, you don't know what news can potentially happen in any given week or any given day. And yesterday was one of those days. We had been waiting to see what was going to happen with the investigations into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo administration's economic development programs throughout upstate New York. And yesterday, Preet Bharara and the Attorney General of the state, Eric Schneiderman, in separate press conferences, came out with charges. In Schneiderman's case, as well as Preet Bharara, Elaine Calieros, the head of SUNY Polytechnic Institute, the major nanotechnology center in Albany, charged, as well as close aide to Governor Cuomo, Joe Percoco, and former aide Todd Howe, all in a basically pay-to-play scheme.
Well, David, there's a great deal of money, as you know, the Buffalo Billion, and it was really $1 billion that was going into Buffalo, and all of the money was being spent on nanotech, and the governor, as of yet, has not been in any way seen as playing in this game, but it was once again the business of self-enrichment. Now, Todd Howe, who is the guy who is the person who is very close to Cuomo, has pleaded guilty. And he, if there is a trial, is going to get on the stand and say, this is what happened. This is how the kickbacks occurred. Now, remember, nobody is guilty until proven that way. But when you have a guy who has accepted a guilty plea and is one of the major players in the Cuomo administration and who bailed out, and we all wondered why they were all bailing out at the time, now we have a sense of what happened. So he's going to say what he knew, and that, of course, is going to bring in Percoco, who was known as the third brother in the Cuomo family. He was that close to everybody, and he'll either have to plead or he's going to go on trial, and I'm sure that's what these negotiations are all about. But, of course, Bharara was clearly waiting until he had his ships in order, and they're all lined up, and they're all doing what he needed to have done in order to bring these charges. He got up there. He made a fairly brief statement. We all thought it was going to be much longer. It was an 80-page document that brought these charges, and it looks like it's a very serious case.
Both Percoco and Calieros' lawyers have said they will be vindicated in the trial. And as you said, nonetheless, the governor was not implicated. But the statement was interesting from Bharara, Alan. There are no allegations of any wrongdoing or misconduct by the governor anywhere in this complaint. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's right. These were people around him. It's possible that he was betrayed. It is possible that he didn't know what was happening. We have to give him the benefit of the doubt. I've always thought that he's a very shrewd man. And I don't think that personal wealth is his issue. I think power is very important to him. And I think getting even with people is very important to him, as we have seen. Nevertheless, those are not criminal. Unless, of course, your agents say to somebody, give money to a campaign and we'll give you something back. But none of that seems to be the case here. So I'm simply saying that for now, Cuomo is in pretty good shape, except politically, he's not in great shape. You already see assemblymen and others calling for his resignation. He was in charge of these guys while they were there, and it was his duty to make sure that they were behaving themselves. If they weren't, then, as with any elected administration, you hold somebody responsible. And usually, that's the person at the top.
Now to Charlotte, North Carolina, Alan, where protests continue and fresh anger as the police there have refused to release the video of Keith Scott.
Well, look, this is a horrendous situation. People are fed up. They don't care about their personal safety. They are furious at this shooting. It may well be that the shooting in North Carolina, the shooting in Oklahoma, the shootings in Oklahoma were effective police action, except in Oklahoma, they have already brought charges against the policewoman, and she's going to have to face trial. In North Carolina, that hasn't happened. Now, it may well be these are two different cases, that in one case it's more clear-cut, and in another, there's a question as to whether or not there was a gun, whether or not this was a, quote, fair shooting. Clearly, to the community in North Carolina, it was not. They want to see the film. Extraordinarily, the family was able to see it. Now the family's demanding that everybody else be allowed to see it. And that, of course, means that there's some real doubt, as expressed by the police chief, as to what really happened here.